The 2022 midterm election is fast approaching, and many are wondering how the results will affect their lives. With issues such as immigration, climate change, and the economy weighing heavily on voters, Las Cruces Councilman Gabe Vasquez is running for the Democratic nomination in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District.
I've decided to run for Congress because I believe that this district needs better. Housing is being increasingly unaffordable for the average family. The middle class is in decline. Folks can't afford health insurance. We are seeing the impacts of climate change ravaging entire communities. And I see a strong need for comprehensive immigration reform that Congress hasn't been able to get done for many, many years.
Being a first-generation American, Vasquez credits his grandfather and mother for allowing him to follow his version of the American dream.
That opportunity is something that I take very seriously, that weighs heavy on me every day that I wake up and when I go to sleep. I have a desire to do better for my community, to return the favor that I was given and the opportunities that I was given for my family. The United States was our future. And so I want to make sure that that opportunity exists, not just for Americans today, but also for immigrants.
Seeing the success of the border firsthand, Vasquez says he wants to promote collaboration between the United States and Mexico.
The U.S.-Mexico border in this district brings tremendous benefits, not just to New Mexico, but to the entire country. The border creates jobs, the border encourages friendly U.S.-Mexico relations, and the border is also represents the cross-cultural relationship that we have.
In 2019, the Santa Teresa Port of Entry ranked in the top 10 for the most goods entering into the United States. This means that Santa Teresa has a vital role in the local, state, and even national economy. But border business is not the only topic on people's minds. According to the Pew Research Center, 42% of all voters say that climate change is very important to their vote. Vasquez says there are already some good ideas out there on how to counter climate change.
We are in a tremendous climate crisis right now that we've never seen before, largely by our own doing, by releasing carbon and fossil fuels into the air for an extended period of time. And so, we have to champion a whole bunch of different policies to really mitigate the impacts of climate change. The electrification of our fleet systems, for example, across our federal government and even local government here like the city of Las Cruces. The electrification of residential developments. The electrification of commercial and municipal development so that we are limiting the use of natural gas and other fossil fuels and carbon-based fuels and replacing them with electric.
One major hurdle that Vasquez and these policies may face is in the oil and gas industry in New Mexico. 25% of New Mexico's general fund revenue can be attributed to the oil and gas industry. The industry also directly employs more than 11,000 New Mexicans, making it one of the largest employers in the state.
And we also have to make sure that we lay down the path to transition into renewable energy. And that means in places like the Permian Basin, where the economy is strongly dominated by fossil fuel extraction, that we prepare the workforce for a transition into a renewable energy industry. Now, that doesn't mean next year. That doesn't mean in 5 or 10 years. We have to be much smarter about how this industry operates.
There is no doubt that a transition into renewable energy will take time. But voters are also worried about the effects on the economy. Currently, the United States national debt is nearing a staggering $29 trillion.
When we talk about lowering the debt ceiling, I think we have to start talking about a smart tax policy that really lifts up the middle class, right? The top corporations in this country that are paying zero in taxes, that are using existing loopholes in the tax code to essentially make away like bandits with millions of our taxpayer dollars. I think that's the first place that we need to address when we talk about cutting the deficit. Now, I'll say Republicans were perfectly fine increasing the debt ceiling when it was a tax cut for the rich, but they are not supportive when Democrats want to champion programs, social programs that help lift up the middle class.
With New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District being one of the geographically largest in the country, Vasquez says that he looks forward to the challenge.
The census numbers just came out. And Doñana County in particular is now over 67% Hispanic. We are the largest per capita Hispanic state in the entire country. And as you mentioned, we are a melting pot of communities. Congressional District 2 includes currently both Native American communities, Zuni, Laguna Pueblos, as well as very rural communities. It's really what makes this district beautiful. It's why we're called the Land of Enchantment.
As for right now, Vasquez's campaign is focusing on fundraising events as well as attending local protests and demonstrations.
It takes money to run a congressional campaign, and in fact, this was one of, if not the most expensive House race in the last congressional cycle. That's not lost on me, and we also live in the second poorest state in the country, right? And so it really requires everybody to chip in. It requires individuals to really believe in the vision that you offer as a candidate.
New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District is expected to be one of the most competitive in the nation next year. With all eyes on southern New Mexico, Gabe Vasquez will be at the center of attention. For KRWG Public Media, this is Noah Race reporting.